The Parks and Trails Committee to order. Thank you for waiting. Thank you for your patience. I am glad that we're able to meet. We're going to have a short meeting, but we will start our presentations, and we will begin to hear from some of the organizations that have been doing this diligent work for us so that we can begin to make some decisions. We are going to hear first from Mary Vogel, who has some great information for us. So welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Senator Torres-Ray. I'm Mary Vogel, co-director of the Center for Changing Landscapes, University of Minnesota, College of Design, Department of Forest Resources, and the College of Food, Agriculture, and Natural Sciences. We appreciate this. I have brought with me my colleague, Professor Mae Davenport from the Department of Forest Resources. And we're here to give you an update on what we're doing as requested from the legislature last session. This is a unique and ambitious project that will literally place Minnesota on the map and create a resource for use for many across the state. The inventory of resource-based parks and trails consists of maps, a database, and text. It addresses both the physical and experiential dimensions of parks and trails. It will have a series of GIS, geographic information system, county maps, with databases and texts that can be aggregated that describe what's on the ground, what is planned, and what is proposed. An analysis of the experiences based on the existing recreation studies that detail recreation preferences, constraints, including recreation trends, that is, current uses and changes in use, and demographic conditions and projections. The inventory is being compiled from maps, plans, studies gathered from federal, state, recreational, county, and city governments, and an analysis of user survey studies. The framework is a graphic and written description of the opportunities to strengthen the existing park and trails network in Minnesota and address unmet needs and gaps identified in the inventory. It will respond to information gathered by the DNR-led public outreach effort. It will include enhancements to existing natural resource-based parks and trails of regional and statewide significance, completing existing assets, linking parks and trails, and creating new ones. Our products are the inventory, a framework, and a county-based file for use in the DNR's planning effort, materials for the DNR and Explore Minnesota tourism websites. Both of those departments are upgrading their websites. Materials for the next generation of PRIM maps, and materials for local and regional decision makers, in addition to statewide decision makers. Now, the legislation calls for us partnering with the DNR, Explore Minnesota Tourism, and the Metro Council. So this is the update on our process. We've done. We've made quite a bit of progress. We've established working relationships with the DNR, Explore Minnesota Tourism, and the Metro Council, and we are pursuing one with MnDOT. We have a weekly conference call or meeting with the DNR so that we're moving together, though parallel. We participate in the DNR steering committee meetings every month. And we have special meetings with the DNR to identify and resolve issues as they are identified in order to keep the project moving forward. We have completed, with the inventory, we have completed the base maps for the counties and are working on statewide maps, which include things like railroads, demographic, minority population kinds of things. And we have worked with the DNR, Explore Minnesota Tourism, and the Metro Council to establish a GIS strategy to make a technical tool that is compatible and useful by all of us. Our center, Explore Minnesota Tourism, the DNR, and the Metro Council. And we've agreed upon an attribute list that is needed for the database, that is needed for the analysis and decision making. And we've also agreed upon a graphic protocol that is compatible for many uses. We've organized our work in regions that were designated by the DNR, and it's not because we're embracing any management strategy, but it's just easier to say we're working in Region 1 or we're working in Region 3. And we have started with Region 1 and Region 2 and moved to Region 3 and 4. We are leaving the metropolitan work to the last because that is the most complete data set and the easiest to access. We have contacted all the counties and numerous cities, and often people say, why are you contacting cities? Well, as you know, there's a great deal of variety around the state. And in some counties, there are very few, if none, parks and trails at the county level. But there are in the city levels, and we think that it's important to know about those. In terms of the recreation experience inventory, we're working on regional profiles based on demographic and recreation trends. And like the physical inventory, we began with Region 1, and that first draft is complete, as is the inventory done for Regions 1. In terms of the framework, we have not started the framework, but we plan to start next month. We needed to assemble the other materials. In terms of the website requirement of the legislation, we have made sure that the materials that we are developing for the both the inventory and the framework will be useful to the websites. We have also participated in outreach with the DNR. Our strategy has been to meet with groups around the state at their meetings, and we've met with the Parks and Trails Council, land commissioners, the Greater Minnesota Parks and Trails Group, Trust for Public Land, the Southeastern Minnesota Area Recreation Trails Group, and the Minnesota Recreation Parks Association, and plan to be part of their state conference. So this is an enormous, exciting task. We have developed strong partnerships. There is a great deal of interest everywhere from the National Park Service to local governments to lots of citizens groups and individual citizens. And the work is already creating connections among local units. Now, Professor Mae Davenport has joined me. She is a professor in the Department of Natural Resources of Forest Resources, and she and Ingrid Snyder have been heading up the social science inventory part. And some of her work is shown on the handout. And we also handed out you a sample of our maps. Our maps are being created on the county level. We are creating the information on the county level, but they can be aggregated on the back of our map. You can or our handout. You can see an aggregation of the base county maps that we made for a presentation to the Southeastern Minnesota group. So you can see we can do the whole state. On the front of your handout, you'll see a series of regional centers identified, and those are the centers that we are calculating distances to. If you look at the state, if you look at the State Parks and Trails map, the handout, they give distances to the metropolitan area, but we are calculating distances in addition to these population centers. I brought along, not for everybody because it's so long, but just a sample. This happens to be Clay County, and I think staff has a few copies for you guys to look at. There are, this is an example of a data sheet that we are generating for each county. So we have a lot of work to do. We've done a lot of work. We are trying to identify, as I said, things that are on the ground, things that are planned, and things that are proposed. And we are looking at resources from the city to the federal government for this information. So both Professor Davenport and I would welcome any questions or comments from you. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Vickerman, before we get your question, I think we need to pass this report around so people, members can see it. If you could please.
Yeah, I think you have like five copies.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I'd like to see it. Thank you. Yes. Senator Vickerman, you had a question?
Hey, Madam Chair, I voted for this bill, and I helped people pass this bill.
Yes.
But I can't see one cotton-picking thing on here for the southern part of the state where I live. I got a parable I had to go into bonding money. You tell me how I explain to my constituents, and I like Metro. I've always voted for one thing. But I got to be able to be sure to come back region 4 and say, well, you know, we want trails too. Or maybe I'm not understanding this right.
Thank you, Senator Vickerman. Ms. Vogel, could you please respond to the question from Senator Vickerman as to what is the plan for the South and give us a sense of timeline and what is some of the work that is being done in his region?
Yes. Madam Chair, Senator Vickerman, we are in the process of mapping all the trails that exist, the trails that are planned, and the trails that are proposed, and parks. For the whole state of Minnesota, this is a sample of our work. We are doing southwestern Minnesota and southeastern Minnesota and northeastern Minnesota and northwestern Minnesota and the metropolitan area. Once we have gathered all the data, the physical data about what is and what has been proposed, and that Professor Davenport and Professor Snyder finished their work on user recreation trends, user groups, then we are going to, and this is just a sample. Our map, we are using the GIS to create a sandwich of different layers of information, and as you notice, there are some things like, and the data layers that we selected are selected to give people not only an idea of what's on the ground, what's proposed, and what's planned, but also the context for that, where the WMAs are, where the cities are, et cetera, et cetera. After we finish making this sandwich of different layers of GIS information, and Professor Davenport and Professor Snyder complete their recreation trends and users work, then we are going to take a look and see what areas are underserved, what groups are underserved, and create a framework. And the framework will identify opportunities to strengthen the network of parks and trails in the state. It's what I call a smorgasbord. We're not going to set priorities. We're going to say, these are the possibilities. We know that there are some parts of the state, intuitively or just looking at the map, that are underserved. We will know more about underserved populations and recreation trends once we complete the social science aspect of the work. And then we're going to lay out, these are some opportunities to make strategic investments. in parks and trails using funds available. And we're not going to make any recommendations, but we are going to show you what your opportunities are. Then the DNR has been charged by the legislature to make a 10-year strategic plan and 25-year long-range plan, and Cortland Nelson is here to speak to that. But we're not the designers. We are providing an information context in which the planning process can move forward and make recommendations. However, the work that we are doing will be accessible to everybody. So if you had a question about the DNR plan, you can look at some of our base data and come back and say, we don't agree with this, or we think this is great. So what we're trying to do is provide information so that we can all have a more informed discussion about investments in parks and trails in Minnesota.
Thank you. Senator Vickerman.
I look at this metropolitan, 140,000, 50,000, 120,000. Is that already, is that just estimate, or is that what they're doing? I'm trying to get some fairness in this thing. I'm not seeing it right. I'm not following it right.
Senator Vickerman, it is my sense that we're going to have DNR coming to present. The staff is telling me, and so we'll have a better opportunity to really hear about the different projects that are in place right now and how the funding has been distributed and what is happening right now. The university has been assigned to do this inventory that hopefully will help us figure out, you know, where do we go from here? Because we really want to have a long-term plan for the state of Minnesota, but we didn't want to, we didn't have the information to create that long-term plan for the state. And so this is only intended to be an instrument. But we will have DNR coming in a minute.
I see you've already got the grand total for the money.
Thank you, Senator Vickerman. I think the staff is just letting us know that you're looking at the Metropolitan Council report, and they're coming next.
I'm sorry. I've got a meeting in my office, and I need to be in this room at 3 o'clock sharp, so I won't waste any more time. There'll be another day so I can figure out what's going on.
Well, Madam Chair, Senator Anderson. The agenda today was just to review what we did in the budget last year for Metro Parks and State Parks. And so the Metro Parks one is just sitting in front of you, but we were going to also review all the state park information, and that includes your part of the state. And I just don't know if we're going to have time to do all those today, so we may have to do it on another day.
Yes, that's correct, Senator Anderson. We will have an opportunity, Senator Vickerman, to really review everything. Today, obviously, we're running out of time, and I wanted to give the university and Ms. Vogel an opportunity to give us a little bit of information so that we can begin to review this information and ask questions, because they are moving forward and they are putting together all of this information, and it is very important that we provide feedback and that we ask questions so that they can continue to do their work effectively. Senator Hahn and then Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Ms. Vogel and Professor, for coming. I like maps. This is a very handsome piece. I think it's good work. I have a couple questions for you, though, quickly. How far are you into this process, this work that you described? And I'm not asking for a precise answer, but are you 1% done, 50%, 99%? And what is the time frame? How long will it take you to complete the work that you've outlined?
Madam Chairman, Senator Hahn, we are our deadline or our time frame is we have two dates that we're looking at. A summary report is due to the legislature on January 15th next year, and then the project is to be completed by June 30th next year. And our initial baseline map creation is complete for the state. We have finished the draft for the social science piece for Region 1. We are almost finished. We should be finished by the end of this week. The Region 1 maps not the baseline maps, but putting all the information on. We have to go through comprehensive plans and other things to put them on the map. And we plan on having Region 2 done probably by the end of February. So we're right on track. This is a very ambitious program or project, and we are cruising along.
Senator Hand.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Ms. Vogel. One last question, I guess, and I you'll have to help me remember. I'm assuming there was an appropriation from the state to fund this project. How much was that appropriation, and is it going to cover the cost of this, or just help me to understand a little bit of where the finances are in this? How much did has been set aside to do it, and are we doing it for that, or more or less, or just what the...
Madam Chairman, Senator Hahn, $400,000 from the legacy funds was set aside for this effort, the university part of the effort. We're going to meet budget. It's an enormous amount of work, but we will meet budget.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Hand. Senator Anderson, did you have a question?
Yeah, Madam Chair, just to follow up, and I was going to ask the dates question as well, but... is there, given that you have some of the maps you said already completed, I wonder, is there some way to post the information as you collect it on a website somewhere so people don't have to wait another year to look at what you've already completed?
Madam Chairman, Senator Anderson, our plan is to post these maps on the CCL website with a link from the DNR website.
CCL.
Pardon? That's the university. Our website.
Tell
at the university. Just before this hearing, I called and said, when is this going to be ready to post them? We have some internal problems in the college with our website right now, and they assured me that it would happen in March. But we have two strategies for getting information. You'll hear later from the DNR that they have a planned, a rather extensive public outreach effort, and the posting of the maps will be part of that outreach effort, both in terms of web access, and also the maps will be available at the sub-regional meetings. So there's going to be a real effort. It's very important to us to get the maps out because we want to make sure that they're as accurate as possible. And we know that in this world, things change. And we might not have some things on the map that we need to put on the map. So we bring them with us when we go to these groups and say, you know, help us out. So that's what we're doing right now. These are drafts, and we see that... the mapping will be a work in progress probably until the project is done, just because things do change. We've been trying to, right now we're in the process of, for example, mapping all the legacy investments that have been made because we heard from the legislature the need for transparency and accessibility. So we're adding those as we go along. So.
Well, Madam Chair, maybe you could just let us know when they're available online, so legislators can access that information.
Madam Chair, Senator Anderson, we would be delighted to let you know.
Thank you. Senator Frederickson.
Madam Chair, Ms. Vogel, would you be a little more descriptive on, you said you're mapping all the legacy projects. Is that just the legacies for trail and parks, or is that for... the outdoor heritage, the habitat piece, too, or what's involved in that?
Because we are, Madam Chair, Senator Frederickson, because we are trying to create maps that will really give an indication as to what some of the assets are that can be accessed, we are mapping the parks and trails. We are mapping the Lazard Sams acquisitions. And we haven't had a discussion about the water ones, but we have been working with the Lazard Sam staff to get information from them.
We have WMAs, but they don't have
WMAs. Senator Frederickson.
One other question. So On this map, will there also be like existing wildlife management areas? Or are you just going as far as the legacy one? So if there's a WMA that's been established by the legacy, would that be the only ones that would be on the map, or would it be the whole system?
Senator Fredrickson, or Madam Chair, Senator Fredrickson, if you'll look at the map, I don't know if, let's see, we are mapping both WMAs and SMAs, so that both, all of them will be on the maps as soon as we get the information, and the ones that are new, that our legacy will be identified as legacy, you know, they'll have the little legacy symbol as well. So you'll be able to see not only what the WMAs are in the county, but also which ones were funded by the legacy funds.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, I think we are very excited about it. I think we have, we're looking forward to see more. And I think part of what we wanted to do today is just kind of let the members know. We really wanted to hear from you and let the public know that this information is, you know, being collected, and soon it will be available. So really, we want to thank you for bringing that to us. I don't think that we are going to be able to really hear from the two other DNR and the Metropolitan Council, but I don't think we have the time to do that. So we have a schedule for the next meeting yet, or
we don't know.
So we will post it, and I think with this, we will adjourn right now. Thanks.
Sandy said that we have to be out by 2:45.
We don't have the time to do it.
Or at least you guys
if we start.